everyone. This is N2LV with the shortwave and scanner. Listen, we're going to stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue with the...
Try to connect by echoing, but it is like
about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning in Japan. So I would tend to think he's in a meeting somewhere with the engineering people over there in Japan. Some information that we have for the next night. One, now those of you who've been following things like sunspots and solar indices and such, KC2GIK sent a link to us for the Earth Observatory webpage of NASA, and showing comparison pictures 10 years apart. For example, you see all the sunspots at the height of the last cycle. Pictures dated July 19th, 2000, and compared to what the sun looks like now with no spots at all on March 18th. So it's quite a difference of 10 years, and you would think that because of the sunspot cycle, we would have a lot more activity on the surface of the sun now. What's driving the global warming nuts crazy is that it's not getting warmer, it's actually getting cooler. It's because we have less activity from the sun itself sending energy in our direction. And it does mess up, as far as we radio operators are concerned, stage up communications, enhancement, when we do get an increase in sunspot activity. But there's still HF activity to be heard on the shortwave broadcasting bands and amateur bands and utility channels and whatnot. So you can still hear things out there, just not as well as you would hope. So if you need more information on solar activity, if you go to n20b.net, go down to the bottom, there is a link for Thomas Hood's website, NW7US, that gives you a really deep understanding on what it's all about and how it affects radio waves. It's a good field of study, if that's something that tickles your fancy. The next item I've got up, Justin also sent a link to a document on Motorola's website, showing their history. It's a 20-page PDF document. I'll send out the link to everybody's email. Really interesting reading. In the beginning of the document is a timeline from when the company was founded in 1928. Two brothers, Paul and Joseph Galvin, in Chicago. They came out with their first radio called Motorola as a brand of car radios in 1930, but didn't even change the name of the company to Motorola until 1947. So the company's been around quite a while. Their first public safety radio sale was to police departments and municipalities in 1930, and the first police cruiser radio receiver was in 1936. So this is a fascinating reading, and I'll send that out in email to everybody. This way you can go through it, and who knows, maybe you've seen some of this older equipment. Or maybe you own some of it or work with it in your job. For those that have been following or trying to follow the New York City UHF trunk system, they have been doing some more testing this week. More than just testing 1, 2, 3, or how do I sound at this grid. There's actually been some chatter among some individuals, including today on 12 group 6128. This morning about 10 o'clock, there were three individuals testing their audio to each other. And it was actually linked to a 12 group on the 800 trunk system. And one of the names that was communicating with each other, I believe it was the famous person named Felix over at Dewitt. So, a bunch of things getting involved. It looks like, from my left cam, about six or seven fork groups that come across as nothing but... even though most of it is an analog, it seems that the upper numbers of fork groups are out above 48,000 tend to be in after 25. And it didn't sound like any of it was scripted so far. So I don't know who those agencies would be, but they are programmed in. I have a spreadsheet of all the 12 groups I've been picking up, but still have to identify who's who. And that'll take some time as different agencies come online. But at this point, it looks like it's going to be eight different agencies that will start out on the system, which will include Parks Department, Department of Traffic, Health and Hospitals, Police, the security officers at the city hospitals, sanitation, corrections, OEM, and some non-dispatch operations, fire department, fire, and EMS. Now, this is a 28-channel Motorola Type 2 trunk system, which only has one band plan layout. This is a base of 482 megahertz, a step of 6.25 kilohertz, and an offset of 380. Make sure your scanner is set for narrow FM. Okay, these are 6.25 kilohertz steps throughout the system, so each channel is going to be about 11 kilohertz wide. Total deviation. So you want to make sure that the radio is set for narrow FM. On the channels which are near these trunk channels are standalone dispatch channels, again in narrow FM, on the 6.25 kilohertz steps that will be used for dispatch operations for the fire department and EMS. Some of it's been talked about on the radio reference website. There's still some things up in the air, but it looks like it's all starting to come together. The latest in publicly released statements from DOIT is that this will all be ready to go by the summer. They're saying June, possibly July. From what I understand, they've been having some problems getting it to work right and had to go through several changes and adjustments that Motorola is furiously trying to put everything together so that DOIT and the agencies that would be using it would be happy campers. So stay tuned, as they say. Looks like we're going to have some interesting things pop up in the next 2 months. Also, in the UHF trunk world, looks like some of the 12 groups have been identified for the Jersey City Fire Department, in addition to the Jersey City Police Department 12 groups that were announced over the past couple of weeks. So that system is starting to come alive. There's a rumor that some of the talk groups on that system will be linked somehow to the Bayonne Public Service UHF truck system as well. So it's interesting to see that the talk group ID numbers for the two systems do not overlap at all. So I wonder if they're going to put each other's control channels in and other frequencies so that they can truly overlap with each other, since Jersey City is right next to Bayonne, separated by Communipore Avenue. And also, Phil, you might be able to shed some light on this as far as the Nassau County system up at 500 megs with their multi-sites and numerous frequencies. Chatter lately has been that they are going forward, but then some people are saying, well, they can't because they don't have any money in Nassau County. So have you heard anything further, Phil? W2LIE and Swanovi with the Shore Haven Scanner listeners then.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah, normally, I think everything with the grain of salt. I won't believe anything until it's live. Right now, after a month of not having my radio, I got it back last week, and I've been logging, or not logging it, to say what's been happening and not happening on the trunk system. There is definitely a carrier erupting. There is a control channel. I'm decoding it, I can get all the flight information on it. Before I gave the radio back to the shack, I was logging maybe one or two radios using one call group about every other week. No logs so far from last Thursday to today. Nobody has keyed up at all. So it's been a pretty quiet system. So I'm still waiting to hear if it's going to be encrypted myself or what they're going to do, but it's definitely a C-25 system, and it's definitely radiating. And according to the FCC, they have up until the end of this year to be construction complete. So I don't know if that means shovels and cement, or if that's RF wise as well. You can stick that in traffic. I got some things I guess to announce what's going on here now, but as far as the last one, W2LIE.
Okay, so I'll put you down with traffic. The state of having to have everything done by X, I've seen it before in other systems, and wait, a last minute, the agency gets an extension, and the dates are changed, and they're allowed to go forward. So I guess it depends on how big of a case they present to the FCC. Say, hey, look, we've got problems, we're trying to do this, that, and the other thing, we're doing our due diligence, yada, yada, yada. Yes, I know, in this time period of economic turmoil, things can get a little crazy. But haven't they been getting this money from Homeland Security grants for the past 5 to 7 years? And aren't they getting part of this stimulus package? What a stimulating thought. So they shouldn't be, crying poverty at this point. And on top of that, the threat to raise taxes on everybody so they can pay for all sorts of, public safety infrastructure and shovel-ready projects. So, anyway. All right, I've got Phil down with traffic as well. Let's stand by for additional or late check-in.
This is N2NLV with the shortwave and scanner listeners at. Okay, again, if you're having trouble getting into the system, use our email address, nybxa@yahoo.com, or if you're Echo Link capable, go to N2NLV-R. Both are up and running, and so far no email coming in on the system. So, I'll pass it over to W2LIE for his traffic. And no, N2NLV.
Alright, Charlie. I guess we'll start. We'll continue on this with this national time. They're going to have a simulcast management on now, and as far as power-wise, kind of each precinct's got their own power. Everything looks like it's set up as far as hardware-wise. Except it's still not in my backyard. Some people up on the Rich North Shore saying, I don't want any sea sites in the area, nothing on my water tank. They're crying the typical, give my kids cancer type of situation. Which is a shame because, this is very benefit family, so I wanted to. But going on to other things I have, just checking through my email, from the Yahoo group that Radio Reference has acquired Scan America, I believe, website, .us, they're the ones that have several hundred of scanner feeds across the country. So it looks like Lindsay went ahead and the word was acquired. So I don't know what that means. I'm going to drop for a second. Some events coming to Long Island. We have on the 5th, we have the Hurricane Hunter. We'll be landing at the public airport in Farmingdale. That's going to be during the afternoon. I believe they land around 10 or 11, and they will be doing a presentation, closed presentation. I think that's open to the public later in the afternoon until 5 o'clock. I don't know if they'll be spending the night or what, but I believe they're up in the 300 megahertz when they do their own stuff, but they will be in town. And I believe it's June, I don't have any hard dates that it's said. The golf tournament, U.S., I think it's U.S. Open, I think they call it, right? It's in town. But they will be playing back here at Bethpage again. This is now the second year coming back. This is a big one. For them, we'll be there. This is on the black course. So I will assume that Nassau County Channel 2 will be active again, which is at Patrick City and I guess Hanover State Public Safety and that kind of stuff. So come June there'll be something big and I will put that on site as well. And then going full circle again, going back to the trunk system, the truck. I've been keeping track of what I could on my site. Just the fact that people like to spread rumors and all that, I can't stand. So on my site, I have a thread going, just observations that people have seen with their own eyes or hear over 2 years as to what's going on. So I'm trying to keep it to just observations going on my site and trying to keep those speculations and what ifs and all that kind of stuff out. Just trying to keep things down to what we see is going on with the system. So, once it goes live, it won't matter anymore anyway. But it's always nice to keep things on one side of the table and then all the alarmists on the other side. That's about it for me. I'll have more information for you next week. This is Pete. Well, I'll let you guys know.
Okay, Bill. Thanks for that. And, yeah, opinions are like something else that everybody has and sits on. Rumors are hard to squash. And that's why, yeah, I may be sent information that such and such is happening, such and such frequency, and until I can verify it, I won't necessarily put that information on my website or even send it out. Because you never know. If I can independently verify it, especially with somebody who's close to the actual agency or business or whatever, that's how I'm going to know whether something is real or not. So, as I said to everybody when I first started putting up my web pages back in the late 90s, whatever you see on my website is stuff that has been given to me by verifiable sources, or I've observed it myself. And if it's a change, I appreciate anybody sending me what the change information is, and then go ahead and verify that, and then make the change on the website. So, everything I've been talking about as far as the new UHF trunking system and the new conventional channels for fire and EMS, well, I've got it all logged in spreadsheets, color-coded, and as soon as I verify everything, I put a little mark next to it, and, we're close to putting up a webpage with some of this information, but I need to get some of these talk groups and frequency allocations verified. So, rumors are one thing, gang. Let's try to stick with what we actually observe, and that's a good idea, Phil. Have an observation only part of the site. This way you know what's really being heard or seen out there. Over the past couple of days, I sent an email to everybody that was actually a response to an email that was sent to me by someone asking for information about the parking enforcement and traffic division of NYPD. These were separate agencies back in the 80s. Many known them as the traffic agents that wore brown uniforms, and some people within the police department and other agencies used to call them brownies. And then when they switched over to blue uniforms and white hats, they started calling them Smurfs, those who remember the cartoon back in the 80s. But they are fully part of the police department. And they don't carry weapons, but they're trained in all sorts of traffic procedures, parking information, what's against the law, I've seen them even with handcuffs. So you start going after a traffic agent, well, expect to be handcuffed. They have offices all over the city. And where I work in Midtown, I see a lot of their vehicles right near 34th Street, all queuing up for the beginning of the shift. So when this question came along, I started digging around. Remember, there was information in the Scanner Master book. I haven't seen any changes in it, so that's right. And then, to the optical. Scan it all in with the OCR software, clean it up, send it back out as an email. So, make use of it, understand more of what the system is all on there. Like school safety and traffic and whatnot. So, you know, just give you a little bit more background and information on what's going on out there when you're listening to these frequencies. And these are the kind of things that we like to share with everyone else. And we like to hear from everybody. Just whatever. Is it your way for anything? What's going on? You've got a satellite dish and you're picking up some free air stuff that you think is pretty cool. Hey, let us know about it. You know, these are the kind of things we want to share with everyone else. Okay, again, so far nothing in the email. So, we'll just stand by for any last minute comments or check-ins before we start to wrap things up tonight. This is N4 over the shortwave and scanner listeners 7.
Involved. So, with that, 7-3, we'll catch you later. And one will be clear.